Greetings, friends. This is Anand Srinivas from Eco Power Mitra, Bengaluru. In this quick introductory podcast on solar rooftop power plants for various small users like homes, offices, shops, apartments, and industries, I'll talk about common selection factors for solar power plants. There are two broad types of solar power plants: on-grid solar power plants, which require to be synchronized with electricity board, EB, or grid power, and they can be of net metering type, which offers the best savings, or gross metering or captive solar power plants. Generally, most on-grid solar power plants are not equipped with backup storage facility. Off-grid solar system can work with or without EB or grid supply, which can be very useful in remote locations with no EB power, islands, trucks, and boats. Off-grid can also be useful in areas with high cost of EB power or with diesel genset DG power when used for selected loads with solar power as priority and EB as backup. The savings from solar power will be maximum when it offsets the cost of self-consumption for high-paying users, while the savings from exported power to EB will be minimal and unattractive. So it's recommended to size solar power to meet self-consumption needs. Subsidies on solar power can be taken by homeowners and apartment common meters, and it can reduce the plant cost by 15% to 35%. However, subsidized solar plants have to be installed by empanel installers and should use MNRE or EB approved PV panels and inverters. If users are promoting solar power for green initiatives, they can go for either on-grid solar or off-grid solar, or even simple standalone solar-powered lights for homes, gardens, streets, and common areas. Adhering to EB or ESCOM rules is critical for on-grid solar power plants, both in the initial installation stage as well as during the life of the solar power plant. When it comes to the loads that can be operated with solar power, since on-grid solar plants are run in parallel with the grid, they can handle all loads that grid power can support. While off-grid solar power plants can run lights, fans, computers, small home appliances like fridge, washing machines, inverter-friendly air conditioners, small pumps and motors, but may not be able to run heavy heating loads like electric water heaters and ovens. Taking a look at the economics of solar power, investment payback from solar power can be faster for some consumers like commercial, apartment common meters, homes with high usage above rupees 4,000 per month, as well as diesel genset users, as they pay a higher rate per unit. The solar plant cost can be recovered in 4 to 5 years for some of these users, while it may take 7 to 10 years for payback for other users who pay at lower rates. Some users, like commercial and industrial, can also avail additional significant tax depreciation benefits from solar plants. Since the solar power plant life is about 25 years, users can enjoy the savings in power for the life of the plant. Finally, a note about the maintenance of solar power plants. On-grid solar power plants do not have any significant routine maintenance costs, while off-grid plants need battery changes in 5 to 10 years, depending on the type of batteries used. So that was a quick look at some of the common selection factors for solar rooftop power plants. For more detailed info on on-grid and off-grid solar plants, as well as the cost and economics of solar power plants for different users, please listen to our other podcasts or check out our blog on solar power at our websites, ecopowermitra.in or vinitytechnologies.in. Thank you.